For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. It is Wednesday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. I pray you are doing great. Thank you for the prayer request coming via email and now Facebook, and writing in as well to the P.O. Box. Writing in your prayer request for our day of prayer and fasting, September the 19th. And we're going over just, of course, not an extensive teaching this week at all on the benefits of prayer and fasting, but I'm giving a few that I think will hit the categories and perhaps motives and reasonings of why you should fast. If the question arises, which someone did a while back, Anna, I mean, are we allowed to announce that we're fasting? You know what we're doing? We're announcing that so you can join in with us. But it is a private matter, of course, and a silent posture, if you will, before God. No, it's not to be seen by men, but we're saying corporately, come one, come all, let's fast and pray. You know, so Matthew 6:17, but thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to be fasting, but unto thy Father who's in secret. So yes, if you're joining the fast, you know, you don't go to your small group or to your lunch girls at Bravo's when they're all having a blast and sit with us. I don't know why I'm so giddy with this. Sit with a solemn face and drink water with a little lemon. And they say, why aren't you eating? You say, because I'm fasting. You can you tell? Maybe I've been in some, we've done that before. Okay. You don't do that. You've just blown that. You follow that? It's not to impress anybody. It's trying to get your heart, I keep wanting to laugh, get your heart right before God. That's what you're doing. You've got decisions to make. You've got some, you need some direction. You need some help along the way. So you're saying, God, I'm shutting out the world, turning off the faucets of everyone else. It's you and me, God, let's go. I got to hear from you. It's biblical. Jesus did it. I said yesterday how he used it to make some important decisions on choosing the disciples. You have an important decision to make, my friend. Fast. Deny thyself. Doesn't matter what you do. If it's food, fast. Don't eat a lunch. You know, let the Holy Ghost guide you. If it's, man, I love turning on my Facebook first thing in the morning, well, then deny thyself of that. Instead of turning on Facebook every morning, perhaps you open your Bible. You see what I'm saying? It's something that you're saying to God, God, I'm desperate. I'll take desperate measures. I will fast and beseech you and pray and look to you, God, for the answer. It'll move God. He set it up. Your heavenly Father, who sees you fasting privately, will reward you openly. That's Matthew 6:18. So anyway, make sure you know September the 19th. Also, don't forget, there will be room for week number 2 for you, September 16th, for our Book of Ephesians. You come. That's the second Monday night. More tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.